very good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Friday, June the 2nd, 2023. And I'm your host, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. And tonight on Live Talk, we're discussing about the country's preparedness for the general elections that will be held on August 23rd and efforts by prospective voters to get their names on the voters' roll before the close of business today. Registration for those planning to cast votes in August ended today, 2 days after President Emmerson Mnangagwa had announced the date for elections. Nasi tiri kutarisa nezvegadziriro dziri kuitwa nemapato ezvematongerwo enyika mushure mekudomwa kwezuva resarudzo nemutungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa avo vakati sarudzo dzichaitwa musi wa23 Nyamavhuvhu gore rino pasi pebumbiro remutemo wenyika kunyoreswa kwevavhoti kunopera mushure memazuva maviri mutungamiri wenyika adoma zuva resarudzo. But before we delve into this main topic, let's take a look at the legislative elections of Guinea-Bissau, which are scheduled to begin on June the 4th. VOA Portuguese Services' Alvaro Andrade is in the country's capital, Bissau, and spoke to some of the residents who shared their hopes and expectations for the upcoming elections and has this story.
After 3 years of political instability, around 900,000 voters are expected to head to the polls in Guinea-Bissau, with hopes of finding a better path forward for the country. In the streets of the capital, Bissau, voters voiced high hopes as well as anxiety due to post-election violence in years past. Voting will start on Sunday, June 4th, with a field of candidates that includes 20 parties and two coalitions. More than 150 international observers have already arrived to witness voters go to the ballot box. Serifu Jamanka, a college student, says his country needs change to develop and have some political stability.
People, first of all, must think and reflect, not vote the same way, because we need change. How many years is going to be spent? Till now, we are in the same boat. We must change. And I think it's good.
Another voter, Equitania Celestino Jumam, a university professor, says she is betting on election results to bring change because, she says, people vote along ethnic and religious lines.
Here in Guinea-Bissau, how people vote, they don't vote for the programs of the deputy because the deputies, they don't offer the programs, yes. People vote because of this person belongs to my ethnic group or he belongs to, we are in the same religion.
Jumem says it's important for citizens educate themselves about who they are voting for and how they will address their concerns.
We need people, the politics that are going to show us, their programs, the deputy that are come to us and talk to us. People should know their representative before voting in them. They should know them well.
During the election campaign, there were reports of politicians distributing money and food, a practice considered normal in recent years.
It will be so essential if our votes are based on the program that the political party will give us and the profile of those politicians.
The current election campaign has taken place without incident. Former Mozambican President Joaquim Chissano, who heads the African Union Observer Mission, is confident of a peaceful process, but recalls that in the past, conflicts have arisen after elections.
Everything happened after the elections. The country needs to move forward.
On June 2nd, the main political parties will finish the campaign here in Bissau with big rallies. And on June 4th, the people will choose the new parliament and government. From Bissau to VOA, Alvaro Ruggero Andrade.
And back to our main topic of the day, many people failed to register today as registration centers were overwhelmed with people seeking to register and beat the deadline. In some centers, registration machines were not working properly, causing long lines of frustrated people. Prospective voter Precious Nyatondo tells Studio 7 reporter Rutendo Mawere that the state of the economy is pushing her to register to vote. Let's hear what she had to say.
Saka tina kukwansa kubatirwa up to 4 o'clock. Vakati mnozo ya mangwana because mshine ili kunonoka. Tika puwa tuma kadi tupantina atuko. Saka tawaya nasi. Shanzi manonoka futi. Sike nchansu zoti shumzo famba state. So kubatirwa kubatirwa nguwai. Hapa tawaya ni wamo wanawe chukuru. Barada kuriti istuwa futi. Nizroka rufa uchukuru. Nasi futi wa sina nasa. Sato wabatirwa.
Mungu zizai rekutu ndozo wari kupetisira.
E, tuku zizi zoti ndozo wari kupetisira.
Zvisha kusunda kuti muchiuya.
Hazvo zvandisunda ngezvekuti upenyu hwarwadza sisi. Tamboese ndasina chitupa saka ndazonyakudzira zotangira kuchifambira chitupa changu chakarasika. Saka apa upenyu hwarwadza takuda kuti tizoti zvishanduke.
That there was Precious Nyatondo speaking to Studio 7's Rutendo Mawere in Harare. Munyaradzi office, who could not find his name in the voters' roll, says he was at the center for the second day. Let's hear what he had to say.
Chaita kuti tuye pano ndechekuti ndakaregister kuvhota kumashure uko so zita rangu harisi kuapeya muvhoters roll. Ndakaenda ndakanotarisa muvhoters roll but hakuna zita. Tauya pano takauya pano nezuro. Tasvika panapa nezuro takasvika tokuka zvekuma 8 tikasvika zvinhu zvacho zvinofamba mitana mitana. Vanhu vacho kwangori netuo mushini asi hapana kana chiri kumbobuda bcause takapiwa manhamba nezuro unofunga ini ndakapiwa namba 4 tichinzi tidzoke nhasi. Nhasi wacho tadzoka tichisvika pano vati manhamba yaya haachashandi asi tamira muqueue zvekunzi nderekuti muone kwekunzi maerrors akabva pano but izvezvi vakutaura kuti hapana chava chikwanisa kukwanisa kugadzirisa nhasi tichazozviona nekufamba kwenguva apa nhasi ndo last day. Saka zvinhu zvavo vari kuzviita mbichana mbichana havasi kuda kuti isusu vechidiki tigonekuenda kuvhota vatiri kodzero yedu. Chemo chedu changa tinacho ndechekuti dai zvaibvira vakwanisa kutowedzera mamwe mazuva bcause hazvishandi kuti vanhu vakawanda fange kutsvikwa kwatabva kwaifu vanhu vobvo havana kumboregista vakaregista kuvhota but havasi kuapeya mumahwe macho muvhoters roll. Saka chemo choicho chekuti dai zvaibvira vakwanisa kuita kuti vawedzere mamwe mazuva vanhu vatarise mazuva mazita avo vakwanise kuvhota bcause gore rinori ndogore redu ratiri kuti dai zvinhu zvacho zvatofamba gore rino ndopane chishuwo chedu.
That there was Munyaradzi office speaking to Studio 7's Rutendo Mawere in Harare. And one Harare resident, Tafaz Wakamizi, had this to say.
Kunokuzeki kune long process on the basis nekuda kwekuti vanhu vakawanda vanga vasina kuregista kuvhota. Ishu iripo ndeyekuti kuna kuti staff retention nevanhu vari kuuya vanhu vakawandira pane staff. So mishini inenge yakavhurika sometimes inenge iri mishoma oro vanhu vanouya vakawanda zviri overwhelming zvekuti those staffs vanenge varipo vanenge vasingakwanisi kuita se vazvanga vachisevwa. The only chatingakurudzire isusu semamobilizers because we are mobilizing everyone to come and register to vote as this is their right. Chatinokurudzira zvekuti is to open more centers so that if it decentralized if ika decentralized zvinova easy kune vanhu kuti vakwanisa kuregista kuvhota.
Asi nhasi ndosuva rekupedzisira kunyoresa kuvhota takatarisa sarudzo dza2023. Sevechidiki mungati zvafamba negwara here?
Isu sevechidiki tinogara tichinyunyuta nekuda kwemasenders nenhamba. Ende uyezve zvekuregista izvi zvinoafektwa nezvakambogara zvichiitika kubva kumashure. So as more people pavari kunge vachinge vakuda kuregista kuvhota ndonguva painenge yakunopera. Saka I think ndopane dambudziko redu ndopane konsensi yedu nekuti kuregista kuvhota masenders ngaangogara adicentralizwa kubva kudhara kwete kwekuti chidimbu nechidimbu 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 sezvatakaexperienca from kubva pakapera sarudzo ya 2018 kusvika pane sarudzo yanhasi.
That there was Tafaz Wakamidzi speaking to Studio 7's Rutendo Mawere. We also spoke to Ward 16 Councillor Denford Ngadziwore, who had this to say.
For the last month, for a week, when I was in the area, my own effort to pass around Bano, who kind of again in the same situation, and I would be same situation. Panapana machine in Mirushana, most of the people are upon my transfer, Rupert transfer my stations, when you tell one guard my roja, Mogataman and my bus. But she turned to put into the teaser, but you are repairing Deutsche Geek. When you are ready for change, you are ready for Shanduko, but it's over. But in Japan, 5 a.m., they are still here. When we are six, when we are sat, but in the autumn, Nanto Mira, which Dick, I think Mira, 5 a.m., Shikaish, Shaka Mira, the world is quite looking at the theater, but it was only Kayama, at Naikonomi, at Namari, at Nashandisa, and Namina Mikam Zimbabwe.
That day was what 16 Councillor Danford Ngadziwore speaking to Studio 7's Rutendo Mawere. On that note, let us take a short break. Please stay tuned and we'll be right back with you.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
And for those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on all our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. And we're also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. And we are now joined by our guests. We have Honorable Lynette Karenye Kore of Citizens Coalition for Change. And we also have, I think, Xavier Zavare of ZANU-PF. And Ms. Linda Masarira, the president of LEAD. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Kumave. How are you?
I'm good. And welcome,
Mahi Kore. How are you?
I'm good. And
Thank
Mr. Zavare.
How are you?
I'm very good. And Mr. Zavare, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Marvelous. Greetings to my colleagues who are guests here and the rest of Zimbabweans across the world.
Thank you so much. Today you're outnumbered. We have two women on the panel. So I'll start off with you, Mr. Zavare. I'll start off with you and just say we saw a lot of people trying to get in a last-minute registration today. How was it for your party, ZANU-PF, in terms of people that were trying to register to vote ahead of this year's election?
For starters, let me be very clear as a disclaimer here. I'm not a representative of or spokesperson for Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, ZEC. So you probably see that there are things that I won't be able to comment on when it is regarding ZEC. For us as ZANU-PF, as an organized party, we have managed to organize and mobilize our people to register to vote, because registering to vote is an ongoing process. It doesn't start when the president proclaims an election. And this is the challenge that we have as people in general. We always want to leave it last minute. And when then we do so, we get frustrated because there's not a magic wand that is going to be wound for people to register quickly or, you know, for the process to be speeded up. The best thing to do is always to do like we do as ZANU-PF, which is be organized, know that there are elections I got registered to vote, a long time ago, and I constantly check that I am still on the voter's roll and make an effort to ensure that I am on the voter's roll. And I think for us as ZANU-PF, that's what we have done with our members. We have mobilized our members to go and check. As a party with structures, we can be able to know who is with us, who is not with us, who hasn't checked their name or registered to vote, because we are a structured party, unlike one of these, mushrooming that is called CCC, where anything and anybody and everything goes and everybody's got a say. For ZANU-PF, we're a very structured party. As a district chairman, I know exactly who is in my district. I know exactly who is registered to vote and who is not. I know the challenges that they have, the support that they need, and we have ensured we have done so. So, yes, we would have loved to have most of our members or more of our members registered to vote, but they faced the same challenge that pretty much everyone was facing. They were also joining the queues. They were frustrated with the slowness that was taking place. But by and large, I'm confident that most of our voters are registered to vote because we didn't wait for last minute. We always constantly make sure that our members are encouraged, are supported to go and register for voting, because we know once we finish the election on the 23rd of August and the results have come out, the next election is 2018. And as an organized party, a well-run and managed party, we start preparing there and there. I don't know what other parties do and why they always have to wait last minute and continue to make the same
complaints
and everything else.
Thank you there, Mr. Thank you.
Be better.
Thank you, Mr. Xavier Zavari. Let's give a chance now to Amai Lynette Kore of the Citizens Coalition for Change. You heard there, Mr. Zavari of ZANU-PF, alleging that because you don't have structures, you cannot check who has registered to vote or not. But how is the process for you before the allegation, then going to the allegation?
Thank you very much. I'm going to speak specifically on the allegations. We are a movement, and as a party, the issue of structures doesn't hold any water when we talk about the issue of voter registration. We are a citizens coalition for change. We stand in for every citizen. So the issue about the registration has got nothing to do with the political parties per se. Yes, we have got an interest because we also want to contest in the election. But as of the issue of ZEC, we are there to represent everyone. One, because this is a citizen movement, and every Zimbabwean has the right to register to vote. It is marvelous. If you recall, by the time when they started to do the voter blitz and everything, if you remember, people were complaining, the ordinary citizens were complaining about the issue of the machines, about the issue of the slow motion of the VEX officials, the issue of the machines which were not even working. You could go for the registration. People were taking almost 6 minutes by person being served. So by the end of the day, if you remember, the ZEC was even also accepting that they were not able to serve more than 70 people a day, which was a challenge for the Zimbabwean for them to go and register. The issue is not about people defending ZEC, because ZEC doesn't belong to any political party. Though other political parties want to politicize it, and ZEC belongs to, especially with ZANU-PF. So the issue is not about defending ZEC. The ZEC officials were also agreeing that they were not managing. So now, today, if you go in most centers, even if you come here, if you're people were in queues. They were trying to correct. Some people were registered on polling station A. When they went for the inspection, their names were not in those polling stations. They were even posted to further other polling stations, which was not even an issue of the party.
It was the problem of ZEC. So the issue of ZEC got nothing to do with the political parties per se, but as a government, I think ZEC is being politicized. Because if you go like Chimaniman registration, like 2 months ago, you could see other political parties like the Azanu bringing people, selling people in buses, and they were even saying they have to be self-defense. So the issue is not about them having prepared to register people, but it's them manipulating the system. Because how can we have SARS running ZEC? How can we have also other political parties not having those opportunity to bring in their people? So the issue is about the ZANU-PF must not defend ZEC. ZANU-PF must also criticize the issues of ZEC, because ZEC is failing to accommodate all these issues. At the moment, people are registered, but when they go and inspect their names are not there. So the issue is not about the people not registering their own people. Parties not registering their own people, but the system which ZEC is using, it's not even conducive. You go and check your name is not there. You go and inspect your name was posted from polling station A to another polling station, especially in the rural area. People are being posted from a distance of 10 kilometers or some 20 kilometers to go and vote, which is not even fair. So the issue of ZEC must put their house in order, because they failed to manage the issue of the voter registration. And you continue to criticize ZEC because they must also help people to identify their name. Some people have registered, but when you go to inspect, your name is not there. So the problem is with ZEC. And I'm not sure, my brother, how can he defend ZEC when he knows very well that people have registered? So many people have been candidates before, but they are not even on the voters' roll. Mm-hmm. So we will continue to criticize until things are put to order.
Thank you so much there, Mrs. Lynette Karenye-Kore. I will now go over to Linda Masarira, who is a presidential candidate for LEAD. Ms. Masarira, if you can come on and just tell us, we see that, you know, a lot of people now are trying to register to vote last minute. Did you have any of your members also going in to register to vote? And what was your experience?
Thank you very much, Ms. Masarira. What we did during the voter registration blitz, we made sure that all our members that actually subscribe to the party have registered to vote. And we have been on record calling for our members to ensure that they are registered to vote so that they can exercise their right to vote during the upcoming elections. It is unfortunate that most of the times when we make these calls for people to go and register to vote, there's a laissez-faire approach that people do. And during the last minute, everyone wants to rush and register to vote. And you also find ZEC being overwhelmed. And ZEC from inception, when they started the biometric voter registration system, they've always had challenges. They've always had problems in registering people. Their machines have always been breaking down. So this is not anything new. But what we see here is a laissez-faire approach from ZEC to actually do the mandate that it has got under the Chapter 12 institutions in the Constitution. So basically, when we see this hullabaloo of people wanting to say the same things over and over again, it takes me back to the Douglas Mondora case, where you are challenging this delimitation process, because it also entailed the moving of people from polling station A to polling station B. But sadly, most political parties did not support that. They thought that Douglas Mondora actually wanted to postpone elections, and people hardly read what was in the court case that Senator Douglas Mondora had applied for. And now we are now seeing the results. Some names are missing. Some people have been moved from polling station A to polling station B. And these are the issues that were being challenged, and the case was thrown away. And when the case was thrown away, some opposition elements also laughed on why he had even bothered to do that. So you'll find that the disunity that we have in this country is working against us. because there are some things that are of national importance where people have to converge and say, what is Senator Douglas Mondlane saying? What is this political party president who has filed a case in court actually saying? Go through the documents, read them and understand. But the biggest problem we have with our political economy in Zimbabwe is if one person does not like the person who has filed for a case at the Constitutional Court, everyone who speaks against it will laugh against it, will thrash it, etc., etc. Why am I saying this? During the by-election, my name was missing from the voters' roll. I raised that issue. People laughed at me. People mocked at me. I even took back to court. But instead of people supporting that move, they're actually saying, just Alinda. But right now, it's actually happening to other prominent people. It becomes an issue. Our biggest problem in Zimbabwe is lack of unity of purpose.
Ms. Linda Masara, you're talking about lack of unity of purpose. So some other people are also saying, you yourself, why are you not bending with the bigger opposition parties and rallying behind one leader so that to get a chance of winning this election, if you're going to win at all?
The problem is people don't understand why political parties are formed. It is just not about following a popular figure. For some of us, we understand things to do with ideology, vision, values, etc., etc. We as Labour Economists and African Democrats, we are a pan-African political party that believes in homegrown solutions. We don't believe in running to the east or the west to the begging bowl. We believe that all the solutions we want are right here in this country. So there is no way that I'm going to rally on people who believe in going to the west, looking for money, looking for funding, or who believe in using foreign currency, because we've got our own ideology that we subscribe to. We actually
on
have
that
a
note, on that note, Ms. Masarira,
of an ideology.
Thank you so much. Let me just get over to ZANU-PF quickly, because we only have 3 minutes before we take on CCC. So what's your last word, Mr. Zavare, looking at this year's election?
Well, for this year's election, our word is very simple here. For Zimbabweans, you have to vote for a party that have got meaningful policies. That doesn't just oppose for the sake of opposing when it is actually failing to achieve or to do anything meaningful in the urban areas that it controls. For ZANU-PF, it's very simple. If you want more infrastructure development, if you want better health facilities, if you want better education for your children, if you want a party that is for the people, then vote is ZANU-PF.
Thank you very much.
President Emmerson Mnangagwa, Mnangagwa, vote ZANU-PF MP and the ZANU-PF councillor, and you are in for the money.
Let me now turn to Amai Karenye Kore, Ms. Lynette Karenye Kore, Tauraitinswe. What's your last word as CCC?
I'm encouraging people to say, don't lose hope. Mm-hmm. The chain is still on, and we are only left with few minutes or few hours to reach to our promised land. Let's go out on the 23rd of August, go and vote for every CCC candidate, and go and vote for our president advocate, Nelson Chamisa. He is the only one who has got the key to unlock everything. You know, Chirumumba Mako, I always say in Shona, iwe unoziva zvirimumba mako mwana wako nirova asikuenda kuchikoro zvipatara zvina mushonga ZANU-PF promised the people majobs hakuna ZANU-PF yakapromisa kuti education for all up to today vana venyu havasiri kuenda kumabasa vana va into drugs. It's not because of anything, it's because of misgovernance yeZANU-PF. So let's go out in numbers and go and vote for the party inevanhu pamoyo, the party which will represent people in each and every sector. Go and vote for Advocate Nelson Chamisa and all the CCC candidates.
Thank you so much there. That brings us to the end of our show. I would like to thank you, our valued guest, Linda Masarira of LEAD, Amai Lynette Karenye, Kore of CCC, and Xavier Zaware of ZANU-PF. And you, of course, our viewers and listeners, I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye, saying have a very good night, broadcasting from Washington, D.C.